Spending a few minutes now with Jefferson University senior standout Jess Kaminsky as the Rams improved to 17-0. Today, a victory over Post. You guys really took care of business. This one was over early.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of assets on our team, and I think especially with Aaron being out with her ankle, like everybody is giving an extra effort just to make up for everything we lost with Aaron being out. So I think everybody played their hardest because, you know, we want to be 17-0.
How much fun has this year been?
It's been a lot of fun. I think everybody's playing as well as they can, as far as I've seen. I hope we keep winning.
You guys have had a lot of success during your time here. This season has a different feel to it. Does it have a different feel to you, or does it kind of feel like a continuation of last year?
It's pretty much like a continuation. I just think this is the closest team we've had in the 5 years that I've been here. We're all like best friends. We're just as close as we've ever been, and I think that really shows on the court as well as off the court.
Where do you think you've grown the most during your time here playing basketball?
Well, in high school, I definitely never scored, so I'd definitely say in the scoring aspect, never would I have thought I would get 1,000 points in my college career, so I definitely say scoring is probably where I've grown the most over the last 4 years.
And it's interesting, you say you never scored in high school, but watching you out here, we said it, you know, a couple times tonight that you can, there are games you can get to the basket whenever you want. It's just to depend on the kind of the situation. Do you feel like that out there?
I mean, I don't see it as much, but definitely, and coach always is always saying that to me, that I can get to the basket anytime I want, and I should see that. And I've been seeing it more this year, I would say, more than the past couple years, because I am scoring more this year than I have, you know, previous years. But I'm seeing it more now that I'm a senior and I'm more mature than, you know, the last 3 years, for sure.
Does the game slow down for you the more you play?
No, it's a rapid pace. I can't even believe it's already been 17 games. Gonna miss it.
Have you started the, in your head, the countdowns, like last game against Post, last trip to Chestnut Hill, stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. Thank God we didn't have to go to Post. But yeah, for sure. But I'm trying not to think about it. I'm trying to just keep thinking that we're gonna have more games than, you know, we should. Like 28, we usually say we have 28 games, and I'm hoping it's like 32, 33, 35, hopefully.
What's the, I mean, obviously you've done a lot here, the team's done a lot. What do you think this group's capable of? What's the ceiling for this team?
We are definitely capable of a lot. Like I said, this is probably the best team that we've had since I've been here. We're number one in the region right now. I absolutely think we could stay there. I think we can go to the final eight. I just absolutely think that we can win and do good stuff.
So what was your main goal coming into the senior season? What was the number one thing you wanted to accomplish?
I mean, definitely winning the championship. My senior season, I just wanted to give it, you know, everything I got. And from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hearing, I feel like I am. I mean, winning first team or player of the year would definitely be something that I'm trying to win.
You're one of those players, you know, you fill the stat sheet. If I had to ask you, what do you think is your best asset? What is the thing you're the best at? What would it be?
I definitely think, because I've been a point guard my whole life, so probably finding shooters and finding open players and, you know, drawing in defenders. I think that would definitely be the best part of my game.
Could you imagine coming out of Archbishop Wood, the ride you've had here at Jefferson?
Like I said earlier, no, I'd never thought I would score 1,000 points or anything even close to that, so definitely not. I definitely am happy that I improved and expanded my game as much as I did.
How much? So was there a moment for you when you realized you could be a scorer here? Like, I don't know if it's a moment where you're like, oh, I'm good at this, but where you started to feel more comfortable and felt like somebody that could take over games and stuff like that?
I wouldn't say there was any exact moment. Coach has always, since my first year, been, you know, in my ear saying, you know, you can score whenever you want, you can score whenever you want. And my freshman year, my redshirt freshman year, we were really good, and we had all, you know, seniors pretty much on our team, and I was just like the fifth person that was just out there to rebound and assist, so I didn't really score much. But then the next year after that, I realized I could score a lot more than I did the previous year, so then I just started to, and just been scoring more and more each year and improving my game.
So we talk, I know you're not thinking about it, but when it is all over, however it ends, whenever it ends, what will you miss more, on the court or the off the court stuff?
That's a hard question. I feel like a lot of our off the court stuff, you know, friendships and all that, have been very much shown on the court. I'll definitely miss basketball, but I think I'll just miss the girls, the whole team, the most.